Louisiana's Cajun country is practically a ghost town today. As predicted, water is seeping in after several gates of the Morganza Spillway were opened this past weekend to divert some of the Mississippi from the bigger cities and oil and chemical refineries downriver to these low-lying rural areas. The water is expected to reach 20 feet in some places. Quatch Springs, Louisiana is about 20 miles southwest of the floodgates. We've reached a resident there, Angel Guillory. And Angel, we understand the north side of town already has a big levee around it. The south side, where you are, doesn't. So now 110 National Guardsmen are frantically building one?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
And what is that like? I understand it's right outside your mother's house, and you're just a couple of houses down. So what is that like? What are they doing?
They're making a lot of noise, I can tell you. Our town's real small and usually pretty quiet, but we're welcoming everything they're bringing. Just thousands, it seems, of loads of dirt coming in, and they're trying different ways of making a levee. So far, the Hepper basket, I think is how you pronounce it.
Hesco basket. What is that?
It looks like a giant crate, and it's lined with a tarp. They fill those up with dirt.
Yeah, we understand they're made of a woven polypropylene, and people say that they're faster and more efficient than sandbags. And we understand these guardsmen are working, you know, have been working nonstop.
Some of these gentlemen are pulling 18, 14-hour shifts without any sleep.
Yeah. Well, now listen, while they're building that levee, the town has a mandatory evacuation order for people outside of levees. Now, you're going to have this one built around you, but you are technically someone who's outside of that North Ring levee. Are you thinking about leaving?
We were served with mandatory evacuation papers yesterday afternoon. And they explained to us that what it meant was we needed to let them know if we were staying and where we were staying in case of a levee break. We, by law, they can't make us leave until martial law is enacted. And that would be the soldiers would come and get me out of my house.
Wow. Well, in the meantime, does that give you pause? Are you thinking about leaving?
This whole situation has given me pause.
Yeah.
We've thought about it 100 times in the last week. Should we stay? Should we go? Should we stay or should we go?
Yep.
So far, we're staying. Today, we're staying. Tomorrow, it may be different.
Yeah, well, and you only have a couple of days, you know, with the water crest heading your way. Meantime, here these National Guardsmen are working around the clock, as they say, trying to beat the water. And you and your mom are helping to feed them.
Yes, ma'am. The first day they came out here, and they're working in this constant state of dust flying in the air, and they were eating cold MREs, and that just broke my heart. You know, they're trying to save our homes here. It just seemed like the least that we can do. And yesterday, we had some townspeople come in and help us as well. So it's not such a big burden. Everybody's really pulling together at this point.
What have you been making?
Anything that we have. We did sandwiches. We did hamburgers. We did some deer gravy and white beans yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A neighbor right now is stirring my pot because we're doing spaghetti and garlic bread today.
You have a name for you and your family?
Not just me and my family, but everyone who lives in this area all their life. We are called River Rats.
But that river's turning on you.
Well, you know, it's just one of the things that you deal with living here. I guess it's kind of like living in California with an earthquake.
Yeah. Angel Guillory in Quatch Springs, Louisiana. For now, staying put. Angel, thanks so much.
Good luck to y'all, too.